Yeah, well done. So just a reading from Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Matt. That was superb. Good morning again. This morning I want to share a brief message, a message of encouragement to us as we continue pressing in into what God has called us to do, to be, and to manifest in this season and in this area of the country, and not just the country, but not just this area, nationally. For our country, but not just nationally, but globally, for the world, because Jesus needs us. He needs you. Amen. Everybody remain quiet when I say Jesus needs you. But truly, Jesus needs you. He needs you. He needs us. I'm going to try to be brief, like Sandra, she was, and that's great. But I want to be able to unpack something I called the carriers of the gospel, the people of the kingdom. That's the title of my message this morning, the carriers of the gospel, the people of the kingdom. And by now, you should guess this, that my expectation is that you know who you are. And you know that this message is addressed to you as carrier of the gospel, as people of the kingdom, people of the kingdom of God. This year, Mission Week has been a great upgrade from last year. We had nearly 100 people, 100 volunteers involved in all sorts of things, different sort of things, different activities, outreach, setup, choir, prayer. You know, people being saying to me, "Look, Emmanuel, we are not able to come out with you, but we are praying. We are praying as you go. We are praying that God's move with you." And I am so grateful that we had people praying for us, because we can feel it. We can feel it. We can sense it. It is not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God, says the Word of God. And we know and we realize and we rely only on the Spirit of God and the power of prayer to move things and to move mountains as we go. Amen? But I wanna thank you again for being who you are and for being who you have been and for doing what you've done to make this week so successful, to make the Mission Week successful, to make that Saturday so grateful for what you have done, that we were able to allow God to move in our lives and through our lives, that none of us were there to be seen but Him through us. His glory shines for the people to see. Amen. So the carriers, the gospel is not a passive message to be stored. We receive the gospel not to keep it, but the gospel is a living truth that transforms its recipient into a vessel. Say, I am a vessel. I am a vessel. Use me, Lord. Say, use me, Lord. Say it with conviction. Use me, Lord. Use me. I am a vessel, Lord. Use me. Use me. Use me, God. We are not just consumers of the good news. No. But we are carriers of the most powerful message the world will ever receive. There can never be any other good news that will satisfy our world. There cannot be. Only the good news of Jesus Christ. Only the good news of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus is the only answer for our world today and forever. He's the answer for us. He's the answer for the world. Only Jesus. But imagine this. Imagine a postman. We are grateful and we love our postmen in this country. We love them because they deliver good news into our home. Sometimes bad news is there. Sometimes bad, right? Especially when the color of the envelope is, somebody say brown. I didn't say that. We don't like those. But we love them when, especially at Christmas time. Ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. Is it free time, ho, ho? Free times. We love the postman, but imagine a postman who love their job. They love their job and they love, the process behind the delivery, sorting out mails and looking at, observing or appreciating the stamp. This is not stamp. This is from Keanu for me. They come in different type of shape, color, and fancy stamps, especially those who come from Benin. Have you seen those one? No. They love those. But imagine a postman who would observe and appreciate all these things, and instead of going out and delivering the mail, the envelope to the rightful owner, they kind of admire it and like it so much, and then they kind of put it in the filing cabinet so nicely and then lock it there and kept it for themselves. Then they went to their neighbor and say, you see, I've got some great envelopes, mails in my cabinets, and I know that they will do good to the people. I know that some of those would restore broken family relationship. I know that some of them will bring joy and happiness to people, but I've got them locked in my filing cabinet. And imagine the neighbor would say, but why don't you deliver them? Why don't you deliver them? Why don't you give them away to the rightful owner? Why would you store them, keep them beautifully? The good news of the gospel is just the same with believers, with us. with us. It is becoming so difficult. It is becoming so, you know, we are falling into a culture where we are taking the gospel as a passive things that God gave us, Jesus hand over to us, instead of being active with the gospel and propagate the gospel and allowing the gospel to do what only that message can achieve. But we are falling into the trap of this culture. You know, remember when we say we're going to do door to door, it's always like a mountain. But when we come back, we realize that, oh, it is not actually difficult. It is easy. People are waiting. You see, last week, there was a lady. She, a knock on her door. She came and opened the door and we start talking. She realized that she puts the gas on. Right? She said, just give me a moment. She run in, switch off the gas, and run back to carry on the conversation. So basically, we think that people are not ready. People are going to kick you out or going to be nasty to us. No. There are lonely people out there. There are sick people out there. They just want somebody to knock on their door. There are people ready to commit suicide. They're just waiting for somebody to knock on their door. There are people, you know, maybe confused about the existence of God. And they are right. Because in this world, there are so many gods that is being preached. So it brings confusion into people's hearts and people's minds. They just need a knock on the door. Somebody that will say to them, look, you are looking for the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. Just lock yourself into your bedroom and say, God, show me who you truly are. That's all you need. And he will show himself to you. They just need a knock on the door. There was a lady, a young lady, she's only 18. The way she dressed up wasn't inviting at all. Quietly, she was walking and going, pursuing her business. And I stopped her. Beautiful girl. I had a conversation with her. She said, I don't believe. I don't believe in God. I believe in something else. We didn't discuss that. But I don't believe in God. I said, why? And she said, because there is not enough evidence to show, to demonstrate to me that God exists. That's all. She's right. Because she's ignorant. All of us here who today can say, I belong to Jesus and enjoying the kingdom and the life of kingdom. Once we were like them, ignorant, outsiders. We needed somebody to share the good news with us. We needed somebody to walk with us. We needed somebody to invite us into the community of believers. We needed somebody to open the scripture and show us the truth of the word of God. We needed somebody. I needed somebody. So rightfully she said, no. There's no evidence beautiful girl, 18 years old. It gave me the opportunity to share my personal testimony with her. And when I was sharing my testimony with her, I could see she was nearly crying. She wasn't ready to pray, but she allowed me to pray for her. And I gave her, everything I can give her. Pray for her, and then she went. Wow. We are the carriers of the good news of the kingdom. We must not store the good news in our hearts and lock it there. Hallelujah. Oh my goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen. What a treasure. What a power. What a grace. What an authority. What an authority. There is a divine paradox regarding the gospel and its carriers. A paradox, that makes us think that we are not worthy. We are not ready. Many people say, "I am not ready yet." Many people say, "When this one comes into place, I can do it." Many people will say, "No, I just gave my life. I need maybe 1 year of study," or. Many people say that. Many people say, "My life doesn't reflect or doesn't look like somebody who need to or can carry the gospel." Listen to this. Paul says this. "But we have these treasures. We have this treasure in jar of clay. We have this treasure in jar of clay that to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us." The supernatural power at work within us and through us doesn't belong to us. It belongs to God. That is why there is that paradox. When you look at the vessel and you look at the manifestation, the glory of God at work, you look, is it real? How can it be? How can it be that, oh my goodness. Now, in the ancient Greco-Roman world, jar of clay were the cheapest, most mundane. Thank you, Jesus. Household items. They were fragile. They were easily broken. They were utterly unremarkable. Nobody liked them because, no one stored gold or jewel in a cheap clay pot. No. They use expensive boxes of cedar or bronze to store their jewelry, their gold, their expensive items, valuable items. That's what they do. Yet Paul says, God chose the most fragile, the imperfect vessels, you and I, us, to carry the most priceless treasure in the universe, the gospel of Jesus Christ. We must be proud and humbled to be entrusted to carry the good news that brings life, change, and transformation to everyone who hears it. Hallelujah. We carry a treasure. We carry a priceless thing. We carry something, you know, and this is the moment to share it. This is not a moment to dwell on the vessel. No. We are fragile. We are human. We are not flawless. But can we allow God to move through our lives? Can we allow God to use our lives to manifest His power and glory to this world? Can we? Of course we can. Of course we can. Of course we can. God did not wait for you to become a flawless gold vessel before He entrusted you with His message. Hallelujah. Oh, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, we can. Because it is not by might, not by power. This nation shall hear the good news of the gospel. Through me, through you. Hallelujah. The nations of the world shall hear the good news of the gospel through you. Oh, my grace. They look at it. Oh, I only live in Redditch. I even haven't got my passport yet. And you're telling me about the world. He can. Only believe it. Only believe it. Only believe it. Amen? Only believe it. If the vessel were perfect, people would praise the vessel. They'll praise you, they praise the jar and miss the mark. Right? But because the glory that is at work in that jar, in that vessel, is nothing compared or nothing, you know, in relation to the vessel itself. Then we look at, wow, how they say, you know, out of Bethlehem, can something good come out from Nazareth? Sorry, Nazareth. Can something good come out from Nazareth? Can something good come out of Nazareth? And we look at ourselves. Oh no, nothing good can come out of me. No, I'm done here. You know, this is my world. This is my world. Do you know that He can take you out of these four corners? Do you know that He can resurrect somebody through your life? Do you know that He can heal the sick through you? Do you know that He can speak through you prophecy? Do you know that He can reveal Himself through you? Do you know that He can prevent accidents, death through you? I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it not just for myself, but I believe it for this generation. Because this is the moment, you know. This girl, only 18, she said there is no evidence, right, for me regarding the existence of God, right? Because she hasn't experienced anything yet. She hasn't, you know. She hasn't seen dead man raised to life. She hasn't seen it yet, right? She hasn't, you know, come in face to face with somebody who will tell everything about her life. It hasn't happened to her yet. So, yes, yeah, she's right. But God, he's wanting to use you and I to demonstrate his power and glory to this world. Amen. Hallelujah. When it cracked ordinary, everyday human being like you and I displays the unconditional love, joy, and peace of Jesus, the world looks past the clay and see the God who fills it. And I hope that they don't see OCC or this Christian Center. I hope that they see God. Hallelujah. So we must continue. We must continue. This is the moment to continue. Hallelujah. The glory of yesterday is for yesterday. We want the glory of today. We want the glory of tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, no. 43. It's not 50 yet. Yeah? Okay. I've got another 7 minutes. This one is not right. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Like never before, there is an urgency to reach out and preach the gospel and the good news of the gospel. I said this many times. I think this is, you know, and we're going to carry on saying this, you know, until this, a mighty army rise up from this place. A mighty army rise up for this place, not just for Reddish, not just for the UK, but nationwide, hallelujah, to go to the nations of the world. In Romans 10, 14 to 15, Paul says, Paul lays out a brilliant logical chain of cause and effect. Now, look at this. You know, we need to reach out. We need to preach the gospel. We need to go out there. We need to carry the gospel. He said, how can they call on him unless they believe? That's number one. How? Number two, how can they believe unless they hear? That's number two. Three, how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? Hallelujah. The good thing about this house is that we are all sent. Hallelujah. You are all commissioned to go out and preach the gospel and reach out to your neighbor, to your colleague, and to your world. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. Such a paradox. How can feet be beautiful after, you know, miles of walking in the dust? And how can the feet be beautiful? But the word of God says, how beautiful are the feet of those who carry the good news. Your dusty feet, tired. I don't want to use ugly, but they're beautiful. These feet bring the good news. They bring hope to the brokenhearted. They bring peace to this world. They bring salvation to this world. They bring restoration. They bring healings. Because they allow us to go into the world. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So just like the guy who carries the torch, the Olympic torch, just like him or just like her, that carry that torch, that lamp, and pass it on to the nest after a mile of run, of walk, of, you know, their mission is to pass the baton, to pass the torch, to pass the flame, because without that, there will not be an Olympic game. The next Olympic game won't happen. But we had to carry that. You know, Paul uses this analogy so many times in his letters to the churches, you know. And we must follow. For more than 2,000 years, one after one, generation after generation, have been running their race, carrying that torch, that lamp, that flame. And we must carry on. We must do our part. Amen? We must do our part. Carry the flame. Carry the flame. Touch somebody. Say, you must carry the flame. You must carry the flame. Say to someone, you must run your race. You must run your race. We must run our race. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I've got a last point, but I'm going to stop here. Because we've got family communion. But I want to finish with this. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen race. Can we have that? 1 Peter 2, 9. You are a chosen race, a royal, chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. That's who you are. His own special people, a people of the kingdom, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Proclaiming the praise of God. It's not just that we come and worship God. Hallelujah. It's to carry the gospel. It's to carry the good news. Amen. And we've been doing that. And my desire, our desire, is that we carry on until the last person enraged, hear the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. And then we go beyond Redditch. Then we go to the Midlands. Then we go beyond the Midlands. The whole UK is our concern. The world is our concern. We are mission people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Let's pray before the communion team come. Father, we just want to bless you and thank you for your grace, your love. We thank you for what you have done through our lives, through this church. We thank you, Father, for the mission week. The hundreds of people that we witness to, share the good news to. Lord, we pray that every seed that has been sown continue to grow in their hearts. Father, we call them into the kingdom, even right now, in Jesus' name. But Lord, I lift up every single one of us to you right now. And then I pray, Father, fill us. Fill us with your grace, with your power, with your anointing, oh God, as we continue to carry the good news of the gospel of life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.